Okay. Well, good evening. Welcome. And here's another part of the Squeaky Toy story. This is the story about the night that Squeaky Toy spent in the toy shop, with the toy shop witch just sleeping not too far away, and all the toys wanted to know who he was. So I want to talk to you about this. The name of this story is A Night in the Toy Shop. Well, with our last story, if you remember, Squeaky Toy had been picked up by the toy shop witch and had been taken into the toy shop, and then she put him in a drawer. And when his father came in, and then she didn't tell him that she had Squeaky, then she found out all the things that Squeaky could do, even one-armed, because his extensor arm was still broken. She thought, oh, maybe I can keep him around. We just have to hide him in the back. So she put him in the back with all of her really cool toys, and she puttered about, watched some TV, had some tea, asked Squeaky to come in, clean up the tea, which he did, and then go back and sit on that shelf and stay there. I'll be up in the morning. So Squeaky, being a very, very obedient little robot, went and sat on the shelf where he had been put, and he sat down among all the toys. Well, it was quiet. It got dark. The toy shop witch went to bed. You could hear her snoring asleep in bed. Everything got peaceful. And that's when the toys woke up. Well, you know, toys are toys, and they didn't know what to make of Squeaky Toy because, well, he came in walking around with that little human the other day, and he picked up all the mess, and he put them away, and he looked like he was pretty human. He was about 3 feet tall. Well, he was 1 meter tall exactly, and they couldn't figure out if he was a toy or a human. What was he sitting here if he was a human? They all wanted to talk to him, and they wanted to find out, but they were all in their boxes. Well, if you're a toy and you're in a box, it's hard to get out of the boxes. So they all started calling out to Squeaky. Hey, you! Hey, you little toy! Hey, you little boy! Hey, whatever you are, let us out of here! Let us out of here! Well, Squeaky looked around and saw all these toys, and they were all clamoring, let us out of here! We want to get out! And a big toy, the big Mighty Morphin Power Ranger at the very, very top shelf said, hey, you little whatever you are, come and get me out. I can't stand it in this box. Well, Squeaky Toy couldn't get up to the shelf to get that Mighty Morphin Power Ranger out. I mean, he could have climbed up but knocked over everything. But instead, he looked at the lower shelves, and he found some toys that he could let out of the box so he could talk to them. So he let out first the DC comic superheroes, because they were like, yeah, man, let me out. I want to talk to you. And then he went and let out some Ninja Turtles. They were so happy. They started fighting each other with swords. Oh, ah, oh, 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 because they were going to show off who they were. And then he let out some Paw Patrol kids, little Paw Patrols. And then he opened up the Robo Spider, and that started walking around. And he said, oh, this is kind of cool. Then we went over to the girl stuff. And all the Barbies were saying, let us out, let us out. There was Barbie Fairy and Barbie Mermaid. Let us out, we have to get out, ah. And the Kens, next to the Barbies, were like, let me out, I'll show you what a muscle man I am. So he let some of the Barbies out, the Barbie Fairy, the Barbie Mermaid. He set up a couple Kens. The Kens came out, and they were like pumping their chests and pumping their muscle. And wouldn't you know it, the DC Comics superheroes, Wonder Woman and Green Lantern and Aquaman, said, hey, what do you think? You're tough? Come on over here. We'll rumble it up. Well, then the Kens were going to fight with the superheroes, and they were all set to go, and Squeaky was like, huh? Huh? So he let out Frozen Elsa and Anna, and they were the smart ones. They came out, and they were bigger than all these little toys, and they walked up to the Kens, and they looked at the two, and they said, you stop it. You'll make a rumble, and the toy shop witch will wake up, and she'll come out and find us. You can't have that happen. So then Squeaky Toy kept going, and he opened up some Dream Topic Glamour Girls, and then he looked up to some little Woodsies, because he thought his little Woodsies would be coming around, and they'd like it, and a couple of Sheepkins, and then a little pony, and the little pony went dancing all over the place. Well, these toys could not know what to make of Squeaky Toy. They climbed up on top of him. Some of the Lego men he let out climbed up on his feet, just like 3T's Lego men, and they couldn't figure out what he was. And some of the little Woodsies climbed up, and they loved his hair. His hair was long and soft, and they wanted to nestle in it. Oh, this is so good. Oh, this is, what are you? Well, I have to tell you that Squeaky Toy didn't really have hair. I mean, it looked like hair, it felt like hair, but it really wasn't hair. It was very, very fine polyester-covered mesh. And that mesh was really a radio antenna, well, lots of little radio antennas, and Squeaky Toy could actually tune into the radio if he wanted to, and he could listen in to any radio station or TV station that was playing. Well, I haven't told you about this, of course. You haven't asked, and I haven't told you. I haven't had time. But Squeaky Toy could do all these things, but it didn't matter. He couldn't talk. He couldn't say anything. So they rumbled in his hair, and they poked in his ears, and then the Barbies started complaining. Wah, 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 they said. Wah, 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 we're so unhappy in our boxes. All she does is keep us in our boxes. And then the Ken said, yeah, we're supposed to be at the beach in our beach buggies, driving around with our surfboards and being tough. And the superheroes just laughed and laughed and said, ah, you don't know what being tough is. And they almost got into a rumble again. Ah. But Elsa and Anna said, no, 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 no. And then Elsa looked at the Squeaky Toy. And she said, well, I'm going to be the one to explain things here. The toy shop witch comes in. She's collected us all. We're all sitting here for a year, 2 years. Some of us have been sitting in here. And she comes in, and she takes us out of our boxes, and she tries to play with us. Well, play with us. She has no idea what to do for playing with us. She'll take us and sit us down at a little table and put some teacups out and say, now we'll have tea. Oh, boring. I don't want tea. I want to play. I want to be in my castle. They started talking all about what they wanted to do. And Squeaky Toy was thinking, well, this is odd. This is a real lady, human lady. Why is she playing with toys? I don't understand it. Then Anna said, well, you know, it wasn't like this. It wasn't like this before. A couple of years ago, she was happy. She was out on a buying spree. She picked us up and put us on the shelf. And she came in and said, you just wait. You just wait till my granddaughter gets here. Oh, you're going to have fun, fun, fun. And then something happened. And her granddaughter never made it. I never have seen her granddaughter. She said she had one, but I don't believe her. And then she sort of got mean. She got cranky. She used to be really happy. She used to be happy, happy, happy. We were so happy. And I don't know what happened. Well, Squeaky Toy was thinking, this doesn't sound right. A human should be happy. They shouldn't be sad. So they climbed all over him all night long. You know, they climbed in his, looked in his ears. They looked at his arm. Oh, the DC Comics superheroes. Wonder Woman came up to his arm and she said, look at this arm, it looks broken. And Superman said, I could fix that. And Batman said, no, you can't. I can fix it with Robin. And Superman said, no, I'm faster than a speeding bullet. I can do it. And then Robin and Batman tried to beat him up. And Anna and Elsa had to jump in and say, you stop it or you'll wake everything up. So they looked at the arm. They couldn't figure out what to do with the arm. Of course, they'd never seen a robot. They didn't have any idea, right? And meanwhile, all the little woodsies were climbing in his pockets and finding out what he had. And so, ooh, look at this, look at that. And he was tickled. He thought this was crazy, but all the toys were so much happier just having him around. Well, the night went on. They played, and then it got light, just a little bit. And the Barbie said, ooh, 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 she's going to catch us. And the Ken said, oh, we don't care if she catches us. And Anna and Elsa had to smack him. No, if she catches us, we're in big trouble. You know that. So we have to get back. And they looked at Squeaky Toy and they said, you, robot, you toy, whatever you are, help us into our boxes. So Squeaky Toy said, okay. He didn't know what these little toys were. He couldn't figure out. Were they little humans? Were they toys? He couldn't figure it out, but he'd help them. So he helped put all the Barbies, all the Kens, all the superheroes back in their boxes. The little woodsies climbed into their tree home and went back to sleep. And the sheepkins were like, man, man. They went in. The little pony was still running around. Come here, little pony. Come into your box. Come here, little pony. Come into your box. So finally he had to chase down little pony. Well, you know, toys are fast, but they really didn't understand how fast Squeaky Toy was because he was right there. He grabbed the little toy pony and said, I know you want to be free, and I wish I could have you just play all day, but you have to be in your box. But he didn't say that. He thought that because he couldn't talk after all. He didn't. So he put her in the box, and then Elsa and Anna said, oh, well, we don't know who you are, little toy robot, but we're so happy you're here because we've had the best night ever. And they climbed into their box, and then he put them all back on the shelf. and then they froze into being just toys. An alarm went off, and Margaret Maplethorne, the toy shop witch, woke up. She looked around and said, Oh, no nasty squirrels, no pine cones and acorns in her fireplace, and all the toys were all lined up. She looked at them and said, man, they look like they are really neat. I must have done a good job yesterday putting them away because they're so packed away neatly in nice rows, and this is good. So she got up and she brushed her teeth and she made some breakfast, and she had her breakfast and she put on her church clothes and she came into the toys and she sat down with them. And she said, well, you toys, I'm going to church now, and I'm going to say some prayers for my daughter and my granddaughter, and I just want you to know that I don't know what I'd do if you weren't here, because you're the only things I have now in this world, because my granddaughter isn't here. All the toys just sat there, because they were toys. They're not going to say. But Squeaky Toy was listening to this. He said, what? She said, so I'm going to go to church and pray for them, and I'm going to pray for all of you. I know you're not happy. I know you'd like to be happy. I don't know how to make you happy, but I think if you were happy, I'd be happy. So I really want to do that. So she went out of the shop, locked the door, and went to church. Well, Squeaky Toy was sitting there. That's really odd. What's she talking about? If she were happy, they'd be happy. If they were happy, she'd be happy. Well, here's the thing. If you have toys and you play with them, they get happy because toys want to be played with. And you know, sometimes even the big robots, even your cars, even if you trash them a little bit, I mean, you know, it's not good to trash your toys, but it happens. Even if you trash them, they're saying, yay, I'm being trashed, I'm so happy. And they're happy. But these toys didn't have anybody to play with them, just the toy shop witch, and she had no idea how to play with toys, and so they were unhappy. And boy, was it palpable. And Squeaky Toy could figure that out. So he sat there. The toy shop witch came back in, bing, 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 the little bell came, she came back in, locked the door, and she started making her lunch. He could hear her eating, she made her lunch, and then she said, you robot, come in here and clean my dishes. So Squeaky Toy jumped off the shelf, and he walked in and he cleaned her dishes, one-handed, scrubbed them clean, shined them up, dried them, polished them, and put them away, and then he bowed. And then Margaret looked at him, this toy shop witch, and she said, now what shall we do today? I think there's lots of things we could do today. But then, just before she was going to do anything with Squeaky Toy, she heard a banging on the door. Margaret, are you there? Margaret! She looked at the door, and there standing through the door in the window was none other than Dr. O'Toole Talltale. My goodness, what is Tara doing here today? She should be at the Sunday. This toy shop is closed. What's she doing here? And then she looked in there, just peeking his head above the top of the door window was that little boy, that Timothy. What's he doing here? What are they doing? So she looked at Squeaky Toy, and she said, you Squeaky Toy, get on that shelf and don't say a word. Squeaky Toy couldn't say a word anyway. He climbed on the shelf, and he sat there. But she told him to sit there, and he did what humans told him. And she went to the door, and she opened it a crack, and she said, oh, Tara, hello. I suppose you're looking for the toys for your daughter. Well, they haven't come in yet. I think they'll come in tomorrow or maybe Tuesday, but I'm closed now, and I have a lot of work to do. I have to inventory my toys, and I've got a lot to think, so I need to. Dr. O'Toole Talltale was having none of it. She said, Margaret, I need to talk to you. Open your door, we're coming in. Well, the toy shop witch was not happy about this. She said, no, I'm busy. I've got a mess here. Things are in a disarray. If you come in, I won't be able to get back. Margaret, open this door, or I will open it myself. Well, Margaret did not want to tangle with Tara Tamara O'Toole Talltale, because Dr. O'Toole Talltale was well known for her, shall we say, for her, well, you can figure it out. So they let her in. And she came marching in, sat down at the counter. And she said, well, Margaret, now I have some questions for you. And the toy shop witch looked at her and then looked at the little boy and said, oh, Timothy, you're back. Hello, Timothy. 3T just looked at her. And his father had told him to be polite. So he just smiled and said, good morning, Mrs. Maplethorne. He was very good. Oh, my goodness, he was so good. And his mother looked at the toy shop witch, and she said, "Now, I have a question for you. My husband was in yesterday, and he was looking for a toy that my son has lost. And he came in here because we think maybe that toy is here, but you said there weren't any toys." And the toy shop witch said, "Oh, good, no toys. No, I don't have any toys like that little whatever you came in with the other day." And she said, "Well, do you have a robot?" Now, Margaret Maplethorne, oh, the toy shop witch. Now, there are points in your life when you're asked to tell the truth. And you know what, William? You know what's the best thing to do ever? Always tell the truth. It is so much easier than not telling the truth. But did the toy shop witch tell the truth? No, the toy shop witch thought, oh, but he could do so many things. He could clean up my store. He could clean the attic. He could do my dishes. I could teach him to vacuum too. So she said, "Robot? I haven't seen any robots. What would I do with a robot? I'm a toy shop. If you went to the robots, you have to go down to the electronics store. Maybe Radio Shack has robots for you. The only robots I have are the Robo Spider that, you know, is really not a spider and it's not a robot. It just walks around." Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, "Well, do you mind if we looked around?" And Margaret said, No, you can't. I'm sorry, but everything is a mess. Everything is out. I have things lined up, and if you walk around, you'll mess it up, and I won't be able to figure out my inventory." And Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, "Well, that's strange. I just want to poke in. How about if we..." And 3T started walking to the back room because he wanted to look in, and he was two steps close to the door when the toy shop witch spotted him and say, "Young lad, what are you doing? You Timothy there, where are you going? You remember the last time you were here, you made such a mess, it took me hours to clean it up." Well, that wasn't quite the truth either, because Squeaky Toy had cleaned it up for her. But 3T said, "Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, I was just looking, I'm coming." And he came back to his mother. Oh, well, Tara O'Toole Talltale was no fool. She sensed something wasn't right. Some people can smell a lie when you tell a lie. She said, "All right, Margaret. Well, I'm sorry. I was looking for this little toy robot because my son is really attached to him, and it was a special present from Japan, and I think we just needed to do something. So, okay, well, I'm going to have to go home, but if you see that little robot, please let us know." And Margaret said, "Yes." The toy shop witch was smiling. "Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes." And 3-2 looked up at her. And he said, "Mrs. Maplethorne, I really love that little robot I have. He is not a toy. He's a robot, and he's my friend. And, oh, and I named him Squeaky Toy." Oh, as soon as he said Squeaky Toy, Squeaky sort of woke up. Now, he hadn't been paying attention. He was hearing somebody out front. He listened. He said, "Oh, that's 3T. And then Tara O'Toole Talltale said, "Yes, he's very, very favorite of my son, and my son was very upset when he lost him, and then we'd really like to track him down, and because you're the toy store, if somebody finds him, they'll bring him here." And the toy shop witch said, "Well, I will let you know as soon as we find him." And 3T said, "Oh, Squeaky Toy, where are you, Squeaky Toy? I really want you with me." Well, that was almost like an order. That was almost like saying, "Squeaky Toy, come here." That's the way Squeaky Toy thought about it. Well, Squeaky Toy was a robot, and he was programmed to do what humans told him. He didn't quite differentiate between humans. And so he thought, "Oh, 3T wants me." And so he hopped off the shelf, and he walked into the room. And the toy shop witch looked around, and her hair, which was kind of wild at any time, went straight out like a wah! And 3T went, "Squeaky Toy! You're back, Squeaky Toy!" And his Tara O'Toole Talltale looked at Margaret and said, "Margaret, I thought you said there was no robot toy here." Margaret looked at him and said, "Well, I have no idea where this thing came from. It wasn't in my back room this morning." Well, that was another lie, but we'll go beyond that. "He wasn't in my back room. He must have been sneaking in the window. He must have been looking. I don't know how he got here, but take him away. Take him, because I can't stand him." 3T hugged Squeaky Toy. Squeaky Toy just looked at 3T and he bowed. He was so happy to be back with 3T. And Tarot Tool Talltale said, "Well, I think we're going to have to go." Then they looked at the robot and they looked at his arm. And they said, "What have you done to him? Well, how did you break his arm? Look, his arm is at an angle. It's broken." And Margaret Maplethorne said, "I did not do that." Well, of course, she was telling the truth with that one. But the trouble with telling lies is that when you tell the truth, nobody believes you. 3T looked at her like, "Toy shop witch indeed." Well, he shouldn't have said "toy shop witch indeed," because that was fighting words for Margaret, and she got really kind of angry. She said, "Are you calling me a witch?" And 3T said, and his mother said, "Now, Margaret, calm down. You know the children have problems with you. Are you calling me a witch?" At that point, Tamara, Old Tool Talltale, decided time to retreat. So she said, "Margaret, thank you so much for finding this doll for us. I really appreciate it. And we're going to take it home and we'll see if we can find somebody to fix it. And then I'll be in on Monday or Tuesday to get the presents for my daughter. Okay, bye-bye." And she grabbed 3T by the arm. 3T grabbed Squeaky Toy by the arm and they vamoosed. They went out of the toy shop. The toy shop witch looked at him go, tapping her foot. She was so angry. She was so mad. She was so angry. Never occurred to her that if she told the truth to begin with, everything would be great. But sometimes people don't know that. So she fumed. She locked the door. She went and made herself a cup of tea. And do you think she ever cleaned up and did an inventory? No. She was mad all day. And that's how some people are. Well, 3T, on the other hand, was overjoyed. Yay, I've got Squeaky Toy back. And he and his mom went back home, and they sat up on the porch, and he hugged Squeaky Toy, and he said, "Oh, Squeaky Toy, I'm so glad you're here. Oh, we have to fix you. What can we do? Look at your arm. Oh, my goodness." And he picked up his extensor arm, and he tried to put it back together, and it wouldn't go in. It just kept falling out. Oh, what can we do? And then he thought, "Oh, I know. We'll go talk to Curtis's dad. We'll see if Curtis's dad can fix him." So he picked up Squeaky Toy. Squeaky Toy's no light little bit, but he picked up Squeaky Toy and he ran across the yard to Curtis's. He said, Curtis, help, Squeaky Toy. And Curtis came running out and Kwame was with him. And they said, "Oh, you've got Squeaky Toy back. Look at Squeaky Toy." But Squeaky Toy's arm was like dragging on the grass. And he couldn't believe it. And then Curtis's father came out, Solomon Cuttlefish. Now, Solomon Cuttlefish was a robot IT tech guy. He worked at the tech lab in the university. And while Dr. Timothy Talltale, really liked Curtis and talked to him a lot and learned a lot because he always was open to learning, a lot of the PhD types at the university looked down on him because he didn't have a PhD like them. He said, "Oh, he's only a tech guy. What does he know?" What the people at the university didn't know, especially the big guys, the professors, is that he knew more about robots than almost anybody else in the world, except maybe for Mr. Ningyoshi-san. And he knew how to fix robots. And he looked at Squeaky Toy, and he said, "What happened to Squeaky Toy?" And 3T said, "I have no idea." And Curtis said, "I don't know." And Squeaky Toy, of course, couldn't tell him. So he brought him in and said, "Come into the garage. Come into my shop. Let's see what we can do." So we brought him into the shop, and he sat him down. And then Mr. Cuttlefish started pulling out some tools. And he pulled out a little ratchet set, and he pulled out a little screwdriver set, and he pulled out a little electric drill set, and he pulled out this and that. And he started, and he undid a bunch of little screws, and he was all the while humming, as though he was having a great time. Which he was, because he was getting to see the insides of one of the most amazing robots in the whole world. Oh, I see how this goes. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, this goes here, that goes there. And he started fiddling with Squeaky Toy's arm. And as he fiddled with Squeaky Toy's arm, things started fitting in place. And he said, "Oh, I see how it extends." And he ran it back, and it folded into the arm, and then he pulled it out. He said, "I see what's happening." And there was a little piece of spring that had broken, and then there was another piece that had snapped. He said, "I think I can fix these." And he went and found some this and that. He put a new spring in. He said, "Oh, that'll work." And he had a little piece of metal that he jiggered down, and it worked for that too. That'll work. And then he said, "And Squeaky Toy, I know what you need. And he went to his shelf, and he picked up the super-duper hyper-robot silicon grease that Squeaky Toy had already pointed out to him. And he said, we need this to grease your joint. And he put it up to the elbow, and he greased it up, stoop, choop, choop, closed his arm up, took his tools, bzz, 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 closed it all up, and he said, okay, now see if it works. And Squeaky Toy reached up, and he pressed the button under his arm, and his extensor arm came out, brrr, and he pressed it again, his extensor arm came in, brrr, he was as good as new, wahoo! Oh, Mr. Cuttlefish, you're so good. Squeaky tried to hug him, but he was hugging his knees, is really the thing. But he bowed low. He was so happy. And 3T was jumping up and down for joy. And Kwame and Curtis. And so Mr. Cuttlefish looked at 3T. And he said, 3T, I have a question for you. And 3T said, what? He said, well, you've got this little robot here. Would you like him to talk to you? And 3T said, huh? He can talk to me? He can talk? He said, well, yes. Here, look. He said, Squeaky Toy, come here. So Squeaky walked up to Mr. Cuttlefish. He said, turn around. He turned around. Mr. Cuttlefish lifted up his hair, and there at the back of his neck was a little switch. And on one side was a Japanese character. On the other side was another Japanese kanji. And Mr. Cuttlefish said, well, you know, I don't really read Japanese, but I worked in enough Japanese robots, and I know what this says. See that kanji right there? That says voice. See that kanji right there? That says silent. And he switched to silent. Would you like to hear him talk? And 3G said, oh, wow. Oh, my. He can talk? So Mr. Cuttlefish said, let's see. And he switched the switch. And Squeaky Toy, all of a sudden, found he had his voice back. And he looked at Mr. Cuttlefish, and he bowed really low. And he said, Cuttlefish-san, domo arigato gozaimasu. And 3G said, what the heck is that? Mr. Cuttlefish said, oh, that means thank you very much, Mr. Cuttlefish. And then he looked at 3T and he bowed low. And he said, 3T-san, ohayou gozaimasu. What does that mean? It means good morning. Oh, and they were all so happy. Oh, so happy. Squeaky can talk. Woohoo! And that was the best thing they'd ever heard and seen. Because now Squeaky could tell them everything. So that, my dear William, is the end of today's story. If you want to hear what Squeaky talks about and what he says and what he, you'll have to go to bed nicely. You'll have to sleep in. You'll have to pick up your clothes where your mom asks you and pick up your toys and then be ready for another story. But I hope you have a wonderful sleep. And you, Lauren, have a good sleep. And you, Kira and Steve, have a wonderful night. And we'll take this tale up again at another time. Good night, all. Love you.